just as he had done before. Daniel, chapter 6, verses 10 to 13. Let us turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 10 to 13. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days anyone who prays to any god or man except to you, O king, would be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered, the decree stands in accordance with the laws of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. Then they said to the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day. Father of the Emperor Constantine that approved faith of Christian nations by proclaiming Milano Revolution of Rome, in fact, persecuted Christians, took away their belongings and workplaces. But he found out that out of his servants, many of them were Christians. He commanded them, will you give up the position or will you give up being a Christian? Choose one. Some gave up Christianity and chose position. But most of them gave up positions and kept their faith. Christians, as a result, were asked to leave from their positions. The emperor carefully observed the facial expressions of these people. Somehow, people that gave up their faith for the positions had dark faces and unmanly look only. But, people that gave up their positions for faith had peace in their faces and they looked victorious. The emperor thought about it deeply and made a decision. He let go of all the people that gave up their faith because of positions. Instead, he asked people that gave up their positions to keep their faith to come back and he ruled the country with ease people in the center. As a result, when his son, the great emperor Constantine was on the throne, the Roman Empire approved Christianity as a national religion. As faithful people kept their faith strong even though they were taken their official positions away from them, Rome became a Christian nation. The more uncertain the time it is, we are required to have stronger conviction in terms of faith. When it comes to faith, when we are fragile and shaky, more trials come along. Revelations, chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 say like this. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm neither hot nor cold I am about to spit you out of my mouth. When we follow the will of God, even though we might have to go through trials in a short period of time and because of this, we might be disadvantaged, make a loss and we might go through a hard time. But, if we look at the result, for sure, the Lord gives us the wild stone of victory. Revelations, chapter 2, verse 17 says like this. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. Right now, I am preaching the Word of God to you in an empty auditorium at church without a herd of sheep. To believers, worship service is life. During the 25th of June war, people did not stop having worship services while they were fleeing away. In Japanese control period as well, when our country was taken away, we had worship services. But, we have been asked not to hold worship services. It is unbelievable how things turned out like this. Where is the place where people take more serious caution for prevention control than churches? If needed, we would be able to increase our prevention control level, if we could hold worship services. I wonder whether this is South Korea of freedom as government is banning worship services at churches in Korea out of a sudden and if we have a worship service, we are treated as criminals. A church without worship services, a church without prayers, a church without praise songs, what kind of a church is a church that does not have these? Banning worship services is something that Chinese communists or people of North Korea do. This is something that cannot exist in free democracy. Just because there is 0.1% problem, banning worship services and blocking the Korean churches that are 99.9% healthy, is not an appropriate policy. I hope that every citizen would come together and pray that this coronavirus situation would end as soon as possible as everyone is exhausted by it. Right now, even though we are unable to meet face to face with our loved ones, I hope you will have a face to face time with God. Like Daniel had done, as he had done before, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will open the window of prayer towards Jerusalem. The word today shows the faith of Daniel. Even though Daniel came to Babylon as a captive, because his wisdom and brightness were exceptional, he became a leader of Babylon. Some people that were jealous of Daniel plotted to kill him. They made a false charge against him. They knew that Daniel served God only, they made him not to serve any other god than the king. They urged the king to affix a seal to announce this. So the king made it lawful so no one was to worship any other god than the king of Babylon. Daniel knew about this fact, but as he had done before, he opened the window towards Jerusalem and prayed to God three times a day. Due to this, he was thrown into a lion's den. But God sent angels already to the lion's den beforehand. God let the mouths of lions to be shut, and he protected Daniel so not even a hair of his head was hurt. What is faith? Like Daniel, in any circumstance he was in, it is opening the window of prayer towards Jerusalem just as he had done before, without fail. Daniel had faith that was unshakable no matter what circumstance he was in. Let us look at chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, Daniel came to Babylon as a captive and became the second king of Babylon. But he did not get to receive this blessing without any cost. He had major trials, and three events took place which were big trials in keeping the faith. The first one was this. Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8 says like this. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. At that time already, when he was offered the food, that food was the one that was used to do an ancestral ritual. So even though that food was very special and extravagant food given by the king, he rejected it. Even though he only had vegetables, when the king tested it for 10 days, face of Daniel seemed healthier. In Daniel, chapter 1, verse 20, it says like this. And every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. Since this time, Daniel was approved by people. The other thing was that Daniel rejected bowing down in front of idols. Daniel, chapter 3, verse 6 says this. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, and threatened people that if there is anyone that does not bow down before this would be thrown into the fire. Daniel rejected this firmly. Daniel, chapter 3, verse 17 says like this. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. Chapter 3, verse 18 says like this. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Daniel never bowed down before idols. As a result, he was thrown into the fire. But when three friends of Daniel were thrown into the fire, as shown in chapter 3, verse 25, four people were walking in the fire. Chapter 3, verse 25 says like this. He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." The fourth person was the angel of God which God had sent. Not even a hair was burnt, and God kept them safely. The other one was that even after the decree was issued, as Daniel had done before, he opened the window of prayer towards Jerusalem. Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Daniel knew that if there is anyone that worships other god other than the king of Babylon, then that person would be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel knew that this decree was published. A decree is a stamp that is guaranteed by the king. Going against this directly leads to death. It was not that Daniel did not know that the decree had been published, but he knew that this was made. But as he had done before, he opened the window towards Jerusalem. He did not stop praying three times a day. Daniel had faith that even was ready to risk his death. Who would not be fearful of death? In deep inside of human beings, under anxiety and insecurity, at all times, there is a fear of death. A person I know had a cancer operation. The moment that this person was diagnosed that he has a cancer, this person almost collapsed onto the ground. This person was very confident and used to be strong. Out of a sudden, this person looked pale, and said that my life ended. This person never accepted the gospel when I shared with him before, but when I prayed for him and said to him to believe in Jesus, he said that he would believe in Jesus. He made a confession. On the bottom layer of life of insecurity and fear, death lies there. But, even though Daniel was about to be killed, as he had done before, he opened the window towards Jerusalem and prayed to God. He praised God. As we saw this kind of faith of Daniel, how about our faith? Believing firmly in a good circumstance is important, but even though trials, adversity and loss are there, keeping the faith is more important. God protected this Daniel. Daniel prayed three times a day as he had done before. Verse 13 says like this. Then they said to the king, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day. This is a faith that is unshakable in a crisis situation. This is an all-weather faith. Verse 13 says, Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah. Daniel grew up in a family where the root of faith was firm, since he was young. Since he was young, he grew up steadily and straight in faith. Even though he was placed in a position of the second king of Babylon, his faith was not deteriorated. As he had done before, three times a day, he opened the window towards Jerusalem and prayed. This is a holy habit that he was naturally used to. This talks about a Christian life that is regular. Daniel knew that the decree was published, but as he had done before, he opened the window towards Jerusalem and prayed. In any circumstance he was in, even though he was in a crisis situation, even though he was threatened, even though he could have died, he kept his faith. A holy habit that our body is trained to have is extremely important. A holy habit shows up in a form of a holy life. But, a holy life does not get made in a day. It gets made through having holy habits from a young age. Just because a young child was fed well, this child does not become an adult in a day. Just because we received grace today, it does not mean that our faith would grow extremely strong. In a repetitive pattern of a holy life, our faith gets mature. We get to have mature character and mature faith. So having a regular Christian life and pattern are important. A habit to have worship services, habit of praying, habit of reading the Bible, habit of serving the church and people, when these are repetitively done and when our body is used to do these, our faith gets mature. Therefore, when it comes to a life of faith, having a holy training from a young age is important. Like Daniel, wherever you are placed, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that having regular worship services, praying regularly would be restored as a holy habit. Daniel's prayer had special features. Let us look at verse 10. It says, Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. He opened the window of prayer towards Jerusalem. Why did he open the window facing Jerusalem? Jerusalem was a place that he used to serve God before he was taken to Babylon as a captive. Jerusalem was where a church was. Jerusalem was a place of prayer as he chose his direction towards God. Our lives need to be facing towards Jerusalem. We need to face God. The center of the lives of Israelites was that they had a church-centered life. Wherever you go in the world, anywhere you go, where the Jews reside, in the center, there is a church. Based on the church, and as a center, they choose their setting of life. Their children as well. When they finish their school, they do not come home straight away. They go to church first and they get culture education, spirit education and education about their people. It is a life centered on church. When they build houses as well, whether they live in the east, west, south and the north side, wherever they lived in, they placed the door towards Jerusalem. Why did they regard the church this importantly like this? It was because the master of the church is God. Facing Jerusalem means, they were facing God. Believers need to set the direction towards God. Where do you place your direction of life as you live? Wherever you are and whatever you do, we need to set the direction towards God. When we study, when we run the business, when we work in politics, in whatever we do, when God is in the center of our lives, God is with us. God would help us. As Daniel had done before, having regular worship services, having regular prayer time, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will restore having these holy habits. Have a look at the hand of God that works through in the history. God already sent angels. Chapter 6, verse 22 says like this. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king. People threw Daniel into the lion's den, but God already sent angels for him beforehand and closed the mouths of lions. This is the work of God. In any circumstance, Daniel kept his faith. God kept Daniel safe as he prayed as he had done before. God protected him. God already prepared angels for him. This is the hand of God. Also, God gave him the grace of winning a losing game. Verse 24 says like this. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. God allowed people that were jealous of Daniel and plotted to kill him to be thrown into the lion's den. Even their wives and children were thrown into the lion's den. Through the faith of Daniel that even was ready to risk his life for God, God took care of people that gave him a hard time. God allowed Daniel to testify that God is alive and living in the nation of Babylon. That is right. As you live your life, do not say that you will pay back to your enemies when they are giving you a hard time. God does not want anyone to be bloodstained. God said that leave paying back your enemies onto God as well. Also, God blessed him with the prosperity. Let us look at chapter 6, verse 28. It says, so Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. As God was with Daniel, God gave him a blessing of prosperity at that time. God allowed him to be the second king of Babylon and he made it solidly. If we live by faith and if we really live our lives for God, even it takes risking a life, God protects us in any way and blesses us. I hope you will praise God for he is able to do this. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where have you set your direction as you live your lives? I hope you will open the window towards Jerusalem. As Daniel had done before, without fail, I hope you will keep your faith. God that saved Daniel from the lion's den, even in the burning furnace, God kept him safely so that not even a hair of his head was burned. God that took full responsibility of Daniel is also protecting and keeping you all safely even today. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.